Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Well, welcome back. It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Now, a couple of weeks ago, Dan England, I tell you what, he put on those walking shoes and he was going on a very long walk.
He just didn't stop. Now, we've actually had him on the show. He was well into it. I think he was about halfway through the big walk.
And he's a stroke survivor.
That's right. And that's why he's doing it. And of course, next week is the stroke week here in Australia. So I said, we've got to get him back on the show because he's circling the outskirts of Brisbane as we speak.
And with a stroke of good luck, we've actually got him on the line.
How are you, Dan?
How are you, guys?
Now, listen, Ben asked you how many shoes I remember in the last interview you went through. How are they looking now?
They look all right, but I don't think they're wore out yet.
Oh, wow. So you got through on one pair?
No, three and a half, I said.
There you go.
Three and a half. I've got to have a pair to go home in. So.
And how are you holding up?
Better than I thought. I think my left leg from the stroke is probably fatigued, to say the least.
Yeah.
But, you know, with a bit of good physiotherapy and Dolby, we come through.
So the psychology of it all, you know, like, I've got to ask, halfway through, did you go a bit nuts?
About 60%, I thought, oh, man, this is a long ways. mentally, I think it's probably, you're just pulling on basically, I pulled through the stroke, I can pull through this. And people at the Stroke Foundation, too, have been really good on our Facebook page to encourage you along the way because, you know, they're finding strength and inspiration through what we're doing. So it works both ways.
What have you learned about yourself from doing this?
If you put your mind over the pain, you can get over it. You know, whether it's 1 kilometer or one day, you can maybe feel better tomorrow. So you always feel better after you get over it.
That's funny, that, isn't it?
Yeah, if you get over the pain, if you get over that hard day, tomorrow's a day off, and then you sort of forget about it. So it's just hard to see past tomorrow, isn't it?
And what about the reception when you've come into towns and stuff? What's that all been like, and what have people been saying to you?
It's been really special, you know. There's been stroke survivors along the way who, you know, there was a lady in Tarum who was 29 years post-stroke. You don't hear stories about stroke from 29 years ago, but man, has it changed. And, you know, she was shifted from hospital to hospital, and they still didn't know what she had. And I thought, gosh, you know, how far is it now? You wouldn't be transferred from a hospital with a stroke. Back then, she just had a young junior nurse pick that she had a stroke. And her story was so special because you can just see what, you know, the National Stroke Foundation plus the hospital's education about stroke, it's just come so much further since then. So, yeah, those stories are really meaningful.
Dan, it's interesting to note that, you know, you don't sort of plan to have a stroke, but, I mean, you've done this to raise the awareness. So what are some of the symptoms that people should look out for, and what should you do if you think you're having a stroke?
Well, the first four letters are probably the best thing, and that is the word FAST, you know, face, arm, speech, and time. You need any of the four letters. You can have the F for face, facial numbness or dragging, where your face hangs down. Arm, your arm feels heavy or numb like mine did. I couldn't lift my arm. Speech, someone might just all of a sudden have slurred speech. The T is for time. If you get to the hospital fast enough, you can have what they call a reverse stroke. And basically, you can reverse a blood clot within hours if you get there quick enough. So those are the signs of stroke. To prevent it, it's the Know Your Numbers campaign that the Stroke Foundation do push, and that is cholesterol, blood pressure, and diabetes. You need to know what your numbers are. If you're anything over, I would say myself, anything over 40, you need to know what your numbers are because that will prevent a stroke.
Well, it's a great story, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, you guys. And, you know, let's spread the word for Stroke Week this year, and we can do something about it. Let's look at ourselves and get our bloods checked, and I think we can reduce this number of strokes in the country.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.